the principle of it, where they relate to you. And you have to not only carry yourself up, but you have to carry them up too. It's this additional consciousness, this additional effort that is necessary to carry yourself up and everybody around you that finally earns you the right to this group. Because either you fight with them or you consciously make an advance on this level too, on the level of the people immediately around you. It's the reason we always say don't give masses to a child. And it's the instinct in a parent to keep its child on a physical level. The life was given on a physical level. It does not want to see the child remove itself from a physical level. But if you can prove to your parents that you are worthy, you reassure them, you love them, you give them, and you secure them, then you move and they move. And for many people, you know, this consciousness, this knowledge isn't known, and it's really the final test of growth. That whoever you are closest to has to be lifted simultaneously to your own growth. Otherwise, you are removing yourself from the people who depend on you and the people who love you. And growing in no way should affect this ecology, this balance. So it means that the consciousness of growth brings with it responsibility for myself, in this case, all of you, or for you, all of the people who live in the immediate atmosphere of your presence. It does not make you superior, it makes you working more in a much more deep way and in a superior way. You work harder. And this is the only expression of spirituality, is that you function more and deeper with more responsibility, more consciousness. Because your growth is upsetting somebody. You know? Because you are removing yourself to another level and you're upsetting these people who have not the ability to move. You have to move them too. And this I learned from the Shankaracharya's Puri. And he said, when you grow, he said, your barometer is everyone around you should be happier. And it really was like a crucifixion. I was really very crazy in myself. And I said, I have to be responsible for me. I wasn't responsible for me. But he really tattooed this on my soul. And he really received this day in and day out and day in and day out. And I really learned to understand it. And feebly, I did it. And you can try it even feebly. But when you start a habit, it has a chance to grow and expand. And you must realize that your growth makes you responsible to all the people you are connected with. And this isolation that a lot of you think you can live in is the reason you don't grow. Because you're not concerned with the atmosphere around you. You're selfishly involved with yourself. Spirituality is to be involved with everybody. And it's an essential thing, particularly living in a society and living in a group. And if some of you are not growing fast enough, the reason for it is that you are not giving enough. You are trying to pull you up and not be concerned about the atmosphere around you. It's absolutely impossible. That's the reason that a teacher grows faster, because he takes on himself an enormous responsibility. And you have to within yourself realize that every step you make requires you to stay open during that step, so that you don't close to yourself and you keep this flow of energy going through you regardless of the pain you go through. That's the privilege that you have, and it's the consciousness that you're receiving. This pain is a very high energy which has to do with this new thing growing and sprouting in you. It has to show you through the pain, the sensation, the expansion of muscles, the expansion of nerves, and the taking in of new form. This thing has to be caught. You are living a miracle. You are having a birth just like a mother bears a child. It has to do with the consciousness that you use, you know, with a lack of pain that you feel. This is a natural childbirth. It has to do with training to relax muscles. So as you evolve spiritually and you become more and more able to accept that your growing has to do with these muscles closing in and trying to become more and more tense, and you consciously open, and you say, I am trying to give birth, I will not let myself get tight, and you do whatever you want. We watched the Charlie Chaplin movie last night. And you force yourself to open on every level. You are really keeping this birth inside yourself and making it possible for all of the nourishment on all of these levels to take place. And I'm sure most of you have some experience with natural childbirth. This is the deep positive quality that a woman has and responsibility of bearing this child. And because of her love for it, she can break down the tensions around this life force. Well, your suffering represents the tensions that you are building up against this life which is trying to emerge from within you. And because it is more rarefied and less visible, you become more tense. And this is your conscious responsibility, that you keep the flow between you and the people around you open, that you become consciously aware within yourself as these pains build, as the tension builds, that you open yourself and take in more love, that you open yourself and allow this flow of energy to come in and feed this thing that's growing. And the more you break down the tension, the more you open yourself, the quicker the process will be. And unfortunately, the first child always costs the most. It's the most painful. And the parallel is not only beautiful and true, it really works. So as you grow and you begin to feel pain, you have to, in your heart, be grateful that what you're feeling is life stirring in yourself psychically. And you have to be grateful for it. And every pain and every moment of pain, you consciously release the tension and you allow this thing to grow more. You are making room for the psychic quantity to spread and grow in you, just as a mother makes room inside herself for this child to expand and grow. That's what you had yesterday, make it real. And when you realize this, this pain is nothing more than the highest compliment of God, the highest compliment of your own creative capacity. It removes the shock from you. And I can't blame any of you for, you know, feeling difficult with it before, but now you should try to, you know, work with it. You should try to feel with it. And it's the greatest of all tests, and never is it explained. And for this thing of my birthday, and believe me, I gave birth yesterday, it was extraordinary. I was told 30 years ago about this thing that would happen, and it happened yesterday in the middle of the Charlie Chaplin movie, which was good a place as any. And I'm very, 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 very grateful. And I'm still strained by it, and I'm still exhausted by it, but in a day or two, believe me, I'll give you back tremendously for all of the energy that I borrowed from all of you. And I'm very grateful to you for that. I mean, this is one of the reasons that you're here, besides my loving you. I need you. And this is the reason that you must work deeply. Nobody is here as a charity case. Nobody is here for any other reason but they're wanted. And if you never in your life were needed before, let me tell you, you're needed here. Because I needed everybody's energy, everyone's faith, everyone's good wishes to get to this thing as quickly as I did. And I have learned to take from all of you, and I also know how to give, and I'm grateful to give, but I also can take. And you and your growing have to learn to take too. You have to really reach for what is yours, because it's really the stupidity of not feeling worthy, of not being able to take, that keeps us from growing into what we can be for the people we love. And it took an effort for me really to even ask Hilda to come the first time or two, and I love her very much. And she was shy and I was shy. You know? And this is really what we have to all learn. You have to learn to reach for the people you love, the people you can open to. And Hilda doesn't feel worthy, I know, and well, neither do I feel worthy. And one thing about that annoys like myself, and one thing about most of you is the same thing. We as people, regardless of all of our noise and all of our stupidity, are basically very, very shy. And we don't dare to open, we don't dare to ask, we don't dare to feel that the good things in life are for us. And we have to realize that we have to open and go against this thing in us that doesn't feel it can receive, that doesn't feel. And by working, by surrendering, by accepting this pain consciously and really trying to release the tension around us, we have a chance to grow into something remarkable. And every one of you, not a chosen one or a chosen two, but every single one of you have a chance for a truly remarkable life, because inside you is this life force that you can open to irrigate the seed, which is also inside you. God made every single person equal. This is a true miracle of creation, that everybody is completely equal, and they have within them the seed and the nourishment that can produce this extraordinary, beautiful quality of life and love and openness. And it's only you in your own mind damning yourself and attacking yourself that stops it. So that you work every day and nourish yourself inside every day, this thing absolutely has to take place. It cannot be any way. Because you were born from a sterile seed or you wouldn't be here. So you have you're born with a fertile seed. And that means you have inside you the facility on the next level from that same seed to produce a spiritual life. And just by nourishing yourself spiritually as you were nourished physically and given life on one level, you, through your own consciousness, and opening and allowing this flow of your own life force to take place in you, will give yourself that nourishment that gives you your rebirth. It's a simple process. It absolutely doesn't take anything of an IQ. It doesn't take anything of education. It doesn't take anything of sophistication. It takes wanting and doing. And it's no different than shaving every day. You can just do it for a half hour and you can feel it in your life immediately. There is no secret to a great spiritual life. The thing that always amazes me is how it was made so difficult by so many people. It can only really show the generation of thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years of bad knowledge and tension. I really don't understand at all. This is, to me, is the only mystery I've ever come across in my life, and how the process of involvement spiritually has been so completely butchered and manhandled that I have almost to see a teacher who would give somebody that capacity. All the mumbo-jumbo and all the stuff and ritual in the world does not have to do with the simplicity of your own quantity nourishing the seed within you and staying open and relating in your life and allowing this to take place. I mean, you must realize that to be created, you were given this opportunity. It shouldn't be anything profound, but a profoundly simple process that can bring yourself through the highest form of spirituality. And at this point, you should, by your own will, by your own wish and wanting, be able to make yourself sit down and open inside and feel the flow of your life force coming through you. And for a half hour, this is more than enough to bring this whole process of spirituality into full bloom. And the only reason to come here should be for the lecture fertilizer. And the only reason that you should within yourself understand it's a very, 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 very simple thing to do. And 1 in 100 people has some slight thing where there's a rock in the way so it can be removed. There is no obstacle except your own mind persistently not accepting the fact that you can grow. That denies your existence. Nobody else denies it. We'll have Pali Sunday, which is actually, you know, my maturity. I hope I can remain answer to this. And really, to me, I'm very grateful because I finished all the dirty work yesterday, and I feel I still overgave my singing voice in this lifetime, but I can share with you the occasion. And we're having food throughout the day. And for all of you who are here, as many of you as possible who come at 2, I would refer, because we'll have a lot of people. And at 3 o'clock, I have a concert with two very, very talented artists will be here. So those of you who continue to come at 2, please raise your hand so that I have an idea. Okay, so for people who come at 2, I would ask to stay for anywhere, you know, to stay up to 4 hours if it's convenient. Because we want to make it in 2 shifts. We have people coming from the country. We have a lot of people coming from out of town. And those of you who can come at 2, then you come at 6 and stay until 10. And if there's a conflict, some you can just telephone and change. But I prefer those of you who raise your hand to come at 2 to stay at 6 until 6. And those of you who do a lot of work in the house, you let me know you can stay because we need your help. But it really is, for me, a wonderful time, and I'm very, very, very grateful to have you here during this period, because it was really from you that I drew the nourishment, you know, to really grow. And I'm very indebted to all of you for that. And I really will try to give back as much as I can throughout the year and throughout my life, because we are trying to work together to attain the same objective, which is to grow in these streets. So in no way do I want my growth to keep you from your own freedom and happiness. So you come and you stay, or you come and you go. But you really have, you know, from me, my wishes for you to go. Everyone will go in the same soil and on the same side of the hill. Now, and so you might find something which is more fruitful for you and more rewarding. I can understand that you can leave with a smile, and I gratefully see you go somewhere where you can get more. This is really what anyone's wish should be to any other human being, because the objective that we share is to grow, not to have personality involved. So you can feel very free about that. Most of the time, I don't know, second age, and the time that it was an old first age. Because I'm busy working, not trying to make a personality chart. So in yourself, if you have problems and you come to the soil and ask, can I sit there 8 hours a day with water mushrooms for energy to come, if you have a real problem. But basically, you should try to sit and open and break your own tensions, because in your tensions really is the energy that can not only solve your problem, but can really feed and nourish you very, very deeply. Because it isn't to make you ineffective, it's to make you as effective as you can, to be as free as you can that you're here. And if you really open more and raise the level within your own being, you will find the answer. It may take you a week, it may take you 10 days, but it's better for you to struggle deeply and keep opening more and finding more nourishment and transcending yourself by raising the energy level within yourself by breathing and expanding more, that you raise your level and you find your enlightenment. This makes you a strong and effective person. I'm not trying to make cripples out of you. And by working deeply within yourself, you become freer and stronger. And this should be your wish, because it certainly is my wish. And occasionally we have somebody who's a little more nutty than somebody else, and they need a little more attention. I'm glad to give that. If you have a particularly long period before you get used to it and you start enjoying it too much, you can also enjoy your suffering and freak out in that, and I don't want that. When it becomes a crucifixion you look forward to, then you're in trouble, and then you should come along and we can cut you down and buy you and all of it. So you really should, within yourself, be rational in yourself more than anything. You should begin to see the simplicity and the rational quality in it, that the thing of tension, the thing of pain, these are the deep energies trying to express themselves in their expansion. And they are not in any way a punishment for your growth. They are the complement to your growth. Everything that grows expands and sends their roots and disturbs the earth around it. Growing is painful, and that's the reason for the continuance of growth. The taking it of more energy brings this thing above the ground. And by not working during a period of pain, during a period when you feel these tensions, you don't succeed by not working, you only succeed in killing the tree, because it has germinated, then you stop nourishing it, and it dies in the ground. And so much of the effort that is made by people comes to nothing, because they don't sustain this growing long enough. They get very tired, they get very tired, they become afraid. You become afraid, you can come and hold my hand and watch television with me. But you really have to understand that this is really the test of the human being. His ability to endure is maturing. Spirituality and maturity are cousins. And you have to become a human being and grow up and live with this maturing within yourself. It only has to do with becoming a grown person. You can complain a little bit. I complain a lot when it goes on. And it gives me a little sorrow. You know? But you try then to find in the atmosphere that you live this nourishment and this love and the respect for your objective. And this will help you very, very much. Does anyone have a question? Because one pull is coming down this path and you can't get in this way. Because we always can't, you know, you can't always make it rain, can you? You can't always make it rain, can you? You can't. Nobody else can either. So you have a reservoir, right? This is a reservoir. This is a reservoir. I mean, a group of people working together are a conscious pool of energy. And when you're growing, you need not only everything you can get from yourself, you understand? You need it from other places. And it's also essential because when you draw from people, it makes you dependent on people, it makes you responsible for people, and it keeps you from becoming an egomaniac. Somebody who grew without any attachment to other people would be in himself so complete, you understand, that he would have contempt for anyone less than himself. But when you grow because of the help of other people, then you're indebted to them. And I'm indebted. I feel very, very indebted, not only to you, but to Nityananda, to the Shankaracharya Puri, to countless numbers of people who have helped me through my life. And it's when we accept our indebtedness that our humanity and our sense of humanity also grows. And that also has to do with an energy on a life level. Understand? Does anyone else have a question? It's a good question. Does anyone else have a question? I have a question. What's the movie the next one to? You failed me again. And if you need to keep yourself alive and living, it's a question.
Is there ever any time when you can't bring the other person up?
Well, physically, yes. But then, you know, it isn't always putting up the smart. You're not just working for the sun. But if my side of it is pure and giving, whether you receive it or not is nothing. I mean, if I cook food to feed you, and you tell me to stop or that, it's not my duty, you know?
Right.
So it takes care of my karma, you know?
Right.
But it's pressure, you have to eat this, you have to eat this. You do simply without pressure, you know? I mean, I had a situation with somebody, and they were doing for these people. And I said, my God, I would take what you're doing and I'd put your head with it. It's so willful, you know? It can't be willful. You just act like a nice child. You don't have to go around just singing them Hare Krishna. That's kind of crazy. You have to give people as they can take, not as you want it to be, you know? And because first you have to, you know, in a sense, reintroduce those feeling of love.
before you start proselytizing. You can't proselytize your parents. It's insane. So there has to be a rational competition with this. And so many times, what people get is irrational, you know? And who asked you for this? Who wanted that, you know? You give what's wanted, and then you start having relationships which can assimilate energy, which have a connection, and then it expands, and then possibly you might do or carry in the direction that you want. But it's impossible. I never asked anybody to come to a class. I said, you know, you're welcome, you want to come. Come, welcome, great one. You say, well, you know? But if I forced it on him, it would be terrible. It's not real. Yes. I can't hear you.
I noticed it's remorseful for it. Do we have the right to correct?
Sure. 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 No, it's all we can do. This thing, you go out with a gun and shoot all over the street. But this is a thing which, if you leave, I mean, here, it would still be a million more to leave all the cars, you know, leave everything else in the house.
I've been feeling myself pushing through, like coming through an entrance into where I think it is good.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. What's inside you haven't developed it. I mean, some things in you are not grown up. So you can get so far and then, you know, you would grow up. But if you keep working, you'll grow up.
Monday night, before I started to go to the bathroom, I didn't know what to do.
What do you mean, start to
go to the bathroom? I felt the drug, I saw my car, and then go to this window or something. You know.
It happens, you know? Things are stopped, you know?
Probably. You stop it or let it go?
No, you stop it and, you know, you take it out a little bit. Okay. You let it in and go back to the same thing. Okay. Because otherwise it starts all kinds of patterns. Strange things, you know. There's a definite way it is. It could go back the other way, but it wouldn't go the way it's described. Yeah. Does anyone else have a question?
Yeah. You say after we learn to ask from the side of opening, going to the exercise that we really want, and really
yes.
Doing that, and there'll be more hands coming. Like you said, that we can't help but have hands come through you if the person is really opening and wanting.
Sure.
Right? Sometimes I think, well, I'm trying, and I'm really trying, and nothing's happening. And then a little bit later, when I stop really trying and relax a little bit more, then
all yeah, because you're too tense. You as a person are very, very tense. And you pull. You know, so you open. It's like roller skating. You push, and then you open, and you flow, right? But you keep pulling, yeah? Well, you can't. It's not natural. I mean, even a child suckles on the breast and then it relaxes his breast, you know? If you keep sucking, what happens? You get gas. You're taking in a lot of air, right? And you can't digest. It's not a natural word to eat.
It also occurs to me often, well, how is it that I could just walk up to you and say, well, look, Rudy, you know, I really do want, and I'm having trouble getting as much as I feel I'm ready for and I really like to have, and can't you just... if you say you can't give the person what you think you want to get something, but you might
flip
them open or something, but
sure.
I feel I can handle a lot more.
Right sure, now. You have an attitude. Of course. Well, I mean, you never come and do any kind of work. You never do anything. What's wrong? Why should you be invited to supper when you don't do anything else? Right?
I don't know.
Exactly. And you're not going to get it for that reason, among other things. It's a two-way street in life. Really, it is. And one thing builds on the other. And this is the reason that next Thursday, none of you can come here without doing that. You really have to, every one of you, you have to earn that. It's a special class. People keep coming, you know, it has to stop. Because I want to give special work and people who have worked long enough to have in themselves the energy that connects you from. It's not a question even of longevity. It's a question of where the energy is within you. No? And it really teaches that value. It becomes, again, another lecture. I want to do something of a particular nature which I can't do when there are this many people. And it's not a question of a popularity contest. It's not a question of anything else. You know, it isn't that you win more votes or someone's more deserving. It really has to do with being able to do a certain kind of work. If you can't do it, and you come in and you take away someone else's possibilities, then the level of the class is reduced, you know, where there's certain people ripen and grow, then they can advance your growth, you know. It really has to do with being able to do a certain kind of work. If you can't do it, and you come in and you take away someone else's possibilities, then the level of the class is reduced, you know, where the certain people ripen and grow, then they can advance your growth, you know. And if it's a problem, no, I'm not just talking it. And if it's a problem, you know, that way, then it's just too bad. But it's a question of maturing that which can be matured and made sweet faster. That sweetness will pour into the class and bring everyone else up faster. But because of someone's will and someone's personality is being hurt, I don't care. I really don't care. Because I can't water down the punch by putting in more water, you know, against the orange juice. Because this one is going to be hurt and that one is going to be hurt. That hurt is also part of the problem. And by being hurt, if you're compelled to work deeper to come, fine. Or if you understand that you're injurious, that's also good. It can't become a thing of ego. It can't become a thing of consciousness. It has to become a thing of reality. And it's an earned thing. And there are people who earn it for one reason, some people earn it for another. But I'm not going to be pressed by anything. And I guarantee, not only now, but ever in the future. And we have, besides this class, we have another class which is much more advanced. And that has been going on for 2 months, and that's extraordinary. And that is a refinement above it. And I really want to teach on Thursday night late to prepare people for that. And this is really the direction our work is taking. And if you don't understand it, then you can ask. And if you, you know, have a problem, I'll do my best to explain it to you. But there are people who show up once in a great while, and they have no right to be here. But, you know, and you should never come to this if you don't come regularly. This is a special class. It is an addition. It's a bonus class. And I don't want people who come just on Thursday because this is going to be a special class. It can be for that. It's a thing that you do by doing your exercise every single day. You have to feel in you the growing thing that can receive an additional seed that can grow. And I absolutely will not let it go below a certain level, ever. I want quality. I'm not interested in quantity, I'm not interested in personality, really. Yes.
When you were speaking to me before about the work that I wasn't doing, what work are you referring to?
Well, it's a question of your ego, you know? Your personal ego, an attitude of feeling that you should receive this or receive that against the reality which is doing. There are people here, you know? They're not even taking it because they live here. They have more life than anyone else to do it. But they're trying to get done before the weekend. And they work every night late. I mean, maybe in the whole ashram, 3 or 4 other people show up during the week to do anything. It's not right. If you had given 6 of your hours, something else, they would be sitting in this class, or somebody else had given a couple of hours, they would be sitting here. They're paying a price, you know, and, you know, it's wrong. It's absolutely wrong. I mean, the floors were painted, the bathroom was made, all of these things are being done all the time. There's a lot of work to do. It's a very big house. Yeah? And to come into it on one level, fine, you can come in downstairs, but none of you ever have a right to come upstairs without being invited to blow your nose or to use a phone or anything else. This is a house. It's a home of people who live here. It has to be respected. I refuse ever again to have people come up here under any condition without being asked. I mean, it's for me to live with the people who I choose to live, as it is for you. You know, you want in, then you find a way of exploring your way in. I have people who do beautiful jobs of storming the barricades, you know? I have people who did a good job to get in and they never bothered to come back, you know, and that's not going to happen. I'm not going to be done that way. I won't have it. Because the energy has to be sustained, you know, in a sense of longevity and quality to really build the kind of spiritual work that I believe can be built, and that is being built by a lot of the people here. And I want that. And it's foolish anyway, because it doesn't matter how good you may think you are, nobody can come in and rip off a big piece of work and have it become part of their soul force, you know? It has to grow normally and naturally, and it takes time. And it's only ego. All these other things are just ego. It takes a long time for something to grow spiritually. And so I want a commitment for any advanced work because of the amount of work you have done or the amount of commitment you're making, and I'm not interested in anything else because I really want to make the Ashram strong. And it's foolish anyway to reward everyone indiscriminately. There's no value in it. There really is no value in it. And you all have to become aware of that. It's a time for maturity on one level, a time for maturity on very, very many other levels. I mean, there are people here who have fought very much for the existence of this place for many, many years, and there's no reason for me to neglect them to take care of people who haven't fought. It's not right. It's absolutely not right. I don't feel any respect for that, and I really don't expect to support it in any shape or form. And you all have to come to yourself too to have more value because of this change. I mean, I wouldn't feel very right about going into any place and being able to write like this, you know, against people who've been there for 10 years or 5 years or 3 years. It doesn't show anything. And on the other side, people who've been here for a year or two who are not invited, it's absolutely only a reflection of their not having worked hard enough. And some of you haven't worked hard enough, you know, seriously, to come and take the system. And I want that to really nurture people and start getting more teachers out of it, more people who I can respect and really work with and build with, you know? And one should only support finally those people that you feel that with, as you would have in your own life, right? It's rational on every level, you know? And there's no sense in seeing strangers, you know? When you treat someone as a kid, it's a stranger. You don't take them into the living room to come down day after day and day after day. And it's just estrangement, you know, which is unnatural as far as that is concerned. And a lot of you don't understand the difference. You don't come from a house maybe where that exists, you know. I didn't find it in my house either, but I learned it on the outside very fast. It's very, very effective. And it's the same with the people living in the house. I don't want some quality. I want all quality. I really demand it because it's supporting me, and I don't want to be supported by people who really drop me, even if they hear a circus, you know, marching down the next street. So you have to all, for yourself, you know, want to make the effort or not make the effort. But it's no big deal. It's only one class out of six, and it's really for another purpose, because it isn't even this class, it's for the other class that will be doing later in the evening, and they offer another class. But if you can handle a physical level, if you can handle the responsibility on a spiritual level, you can't really handle the more abstract work. And our advanced work is very, very abstract. And if you don't have responsibility on this level, you know, and responsibility on this level, then that will never hold. And again, you become more than anything else, the liability that will be carried, and I don't intend to carry liability. I'm getting strong in my life, and I really want to see strength, and I want to see something which will give, you know, life. Not the plan trees, which will never be a tree. I really am looking to see it. And, you know, anything that doesn't work out has to do with your not working deeply enough. And I'm not saying, I mean, there are people that continually show up who have grown and talked to me tremendously. They say, I saw this or I felt that. It's absolutely impossible for them to have gotten it, except through their own inner nature, and I respect that very much. But even so, someone who is gifted will only survive if they also have a sense of longevity and a sense of discipline and responsibility. without being ministered in stars, I'd run off into the void, you know? I'm sure you met lots of others, you run along, you know? And you don't see them later either. It's really a root system and a level on level on level growth that takes care. Does anyone else have a question? Is the school ready? Now, I mean, it's really, sometimes it's more difficult to understand the subtlety when somebody says, this is what's going to happen. It's a million times harder for it to happen, you know. It's like the famous story of a Buddhist priest who says, beware, you know, I'll teach you how to meditate. Just one thing, don't think of monkeys, right? Well, this is what I've been living for 44 years, waiting for the time. I was not thinking of this and not thinking of that. I went insane for the last 2 weeks. Absolutely stock raising meds. And I put myself in the oven and turned the heat up to broil. Because I'd rather burn alive than come out with the wrong answer. I mean, this is not exactly what I want. And I really stuffed it unbelievably. And finally it broke yesterday. And, you know, then I understood. Because I have to, for me, I have to hear from God at this point. Because I really have to know it means the rest of my life, and it means for a lot of all of you, you know, your life too. And I really burnt and 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 burnt. And just, you know, the middle afternoon, it was as if somebody lifted out a core from the middle of the store and millions of tons of pressure. And then you begin to understand it has nothing to do with my mind. It has to do with God's will. And when you begin to understand that these forces are not from us, they're not from part of our brain. I really endlessly love when people grow far enough to think that they're doing it, one part of them is doing it to somebody else on this earth. It's completely, you know, the attraction of higher energies and forces. And it went on and on and on, and it was tremendously shocking, you know, to see this thing take place. And it really is a process of development. It's like somebody putting you in the oven and basting you and saying 20 minutes to the pound. And when you come out, you know, so many hours later, based on your poundage, you know, then you're done. And it's really what it amounts to. And our growth is really a process of spiritual development. It works exactly to a formula, like Dr. Spock's book on babies, you know. And you have to go through it, whether you like it or not. Is it true? It doesn't go any other way. There are no shortcuts. You either do it this way or it doesn't take place. And it's so many tons of ego in the grind. There's so many tons of humility and so many ounces of this and it grinds up and it makes this thing which flows through you and allows this thing to happen. And you really have to put everything you have into it and allow it. And it's terrible. It's a terrible thing. And yet it's wonderful because you can't, you know, it's not like a slot machine or anything else. There's no chance involved with it. You either do it the way it has to be done or it does not happen. And I went through my brain over the last 2 weeks thinking, what did I say 20 years ago or 15 years ago? Everything that I had projected in my own self about what would happen for this particular time, what had the Shankaracharya said, what had this one said, I got every piece of information running that I could get together, and I just came out, you know, with a big raspberry. I realized that I knew, not from me, but I would know from, not from my own self, but from some other self. And I really had to, you know, finally relate to that. And it's very, very hard. It broke every bone inside. Well, you never get until everything breaks inside. And it's always holding on. Who was it, Ramasari and Atif? In India, what that was, or one of the goddesses. One property, holding that last thread that really keeps everything from happening. You have to really allow that last thread to go, the last property. Yeah. Always. And you really have to look so far into the black of this, and then you get up and you know really where it's at, and you really know who you are, and you really know. Excuse me. The very significant part of everyone's individual spirituality and consciousness, you really have to learn to see, you know, and be responsible. I mean, if 40 people or 30 people sitting in a room, you know, where there's a lit candle and dry flowers and a curtain and, you know, a ceiling that can burn, and it's very wrong. It's the same thing as you walk through the house. You really have to begin to see very deeply and sort of keep it in. It's very, very important inside yourself. There,